CERN and the LHC have secretly been searching for ghosts in the paranormal. What? Of course they have. We've been exposing it many times. In fact, we just recently exposed the connection between Shiva and CERN. And why in the world CERN has a Shiva statue outside. According to Brian Cox, a famous English physicist and a professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Manchester, ghosts in the paranormal don't exist because CERN and the LHC would have discovered them by now. So this guy, Brian Cox, who's a famous English physicist, states that ghosts in the paranormal don't exist because CERN and the LHC would have discovered them by now. Well, that means they have to have been looking for them. And of course, how many things in history have we not been told by the agencies or the alphabet agencies, because of course it's for our quote-unquote safety and security? How many things have they discovered that we're not actually being told about? Have you ever wondered if that mysterious particle that we're going to find last year could have been, well, hidden from public view because they don't want it out? I mean, you saw the buildup around that particle. It was huge. Mainstream media even picked it up. But all of a sudden, it's just nothing. Don't worry, just look the other way. The Large Hadron Collider from CERN is often shrouded in controversy and, quote, conspiracy because of the mysterious world of particle physics and quantum mechanics, which is why on a recent episode of Cox's podcast, The Infinite Monkey Cage, Cox said there is no basis for the existence of ghosts. If they ever existed, CERN's Large Hadron Collider would have certainly detected them. That means that the Large Hadron Collider has been secretly searching for the paranormal, while telling all of us that, no, we're not looking for the paranormal. I mean, do you see what's happening here? Off of that basis alone, a conclusion can be drawn surrounding what exactly CERN and the LHC are up to. The British physicist said, such an afterlife is impossible, as spirits would have been detected by the LHC. So that right there confirms that the LHC can detect demons and many other things that we can't see. They've tested for it. Whose superconducting magnets and accelerators fling millions of particles at high speeds can comprehend all the mysteries and properties of the universe. Interestingly enough, CERN has detected spirits, they're called demons, and previously the Christian Truther has exposed this reality. Throughout history and science, many times things are often hidden from public knowledge, especially when an agenda is at play. CERN has constantly denied that they are even searching for the spirits or demons. But what Cox reveals is that they have sought for the paranormal, whether it be intentionally or accidentally. Think about that. Think about that, folks. So CERN and the Large Hadron Collider can detect, quote-unquote, spirits. But they said that they haven't found any yet. Or the paranormal, I should say. Okay. I think we get it now. I think we've gotten it for a long time. We're being lied to. Because there's an agenda at play. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Make sure you get the latest news. Go to christiantruther.com/news. God bless and carry on. You